Hi everyone, welcome to Short Spanner Podcast. My name is Titi Sule, and today we'll be touching on the money subject and talking about mortgages. Do you remember how broke we were in college and then we got our first real job and started making real money and we felt very rich? Then in our 30s, we decide it's time to grow up and buy a home, and somehow we don't feel as rich anymore. Well, for many people, outside of the student loans, the mortgage is the largest personal expense. When we buy our first home, we might go after a house that we can afford based on the mortgage payment. What I would like to do in this episode is walk through a case study of a fictitious homeowner and how expensive the mortgage really is. We'll call our fictitious homeowner Jennifer. Jennifer is in her early 30s and has been renting for over 30 years. She's finally saved enough money for a down payment of $10,000. And so Jennifer starts to do research online and calls her bank for a pre-qualification for her mortgage. And so the bank qualifies her for a $400,000 loan at 4% interest rate for 30 years. And so her monthly mortgage would be $1,900. Jennifer finds a home, she buys the home, and starts to make her mortgage payment. It has never occurred to Jennifer to calculate the total cost of her mortgage. If you're in Jennifer's shoes and thinking about buying a house, there are three things that I want you to be aware of. The first thing is that if your initial down payment is not up to 20%, there is a private mortgage insurance, which is about 0.5% to 1%, that is charged to your mortgage. This does not go to your interest. It doesn't go to your principal. It's just insurance payments that you're making because you did not put down up to 20% on your house. Since Jennifer only put down $10,000, she would be making that payment to the bank. The second piece is that the bank takes more of their interest upfront. So in this example, with Jennifer making her mortgage payment of about $1,900, about $1,300 is going to go to her interest and only $600 is going to go to her principal. So it's not equal upfront. The third piece is that by the time Jennifer is done paying for 30 years, she would have paid the bank $700,000, almost two times the value of her home. And by the time, so she would have paid the bank twice what her home is worth. Now, if you're in Jennifer's shoes or you're just thinking about buying a home for the first time, there are different options to look at that would help you lower your interest rate. The first thing is make sure you put down 20%. That way you just completely eliminate that PMI interest payment or PMI insurance payment that goes to the bank. The second piece is that you can, if you already bought your home, you can look at refinancing and look for a bank that will offer you a lower interest rate. Credit unions are usually better in providing better interest rates than traditional large banks. You could do a 15-year loan when you refinance, so you shorten the length of your payments, and that's your mortgage payments is going to be increased, but your interest payments is also decreased by doing that. For the 15-year loan, you will have to make that payment every month, so you want to make sure that that's something that you can afford, given your other expenses. You know, if you consider all of your other loans, if you have them, or your personal expenses, and make sure that you can actually make that payment. The third piece is to keep your 30-year, the fourth piece, keep your 30-year mortgage payments and just put extra payments towards your principal. So you can put an extra amount every month, or you can put it at the end of every year, depending on what's comfortable for you. And that's going to help shave up a whole bunch of interest that you would have to pay on that mortgage. I wanted to cover this topic because it's not something that's taught in school. You kind of learn it by reading books and articles or talking to people who have a similar experience. If you have not calculated your true mortgage, I hope this episode encourages you to do that and take action. So till next time, be the best you. Bye.